Well, give us a buzz right now on 131060 because I want you to weigh in on whether I've made a mistake here because it's my beautiful wife's birthday today. Happy birthday, darling. I love you so much.
How many candles?
I got him.
Not she many. Doesn't seem like that. She wouldn't care if you told her. Told her.
No, I don't think so, no. But I haven't asked, so I won't.
Okay. So I'll play it safe, Gilly. Yeah, let's not piss her off on her birthday.
She is not a vain person.
No, I wouldn't. I would have thought that would be fine.
But it is her birthday today, and so I have got her.
Yes, yes.
A vacuum cleaner. But not any vacuum cleaner, a robo vacuum.
Oh, the robo vac.
So it's going to save us some effort.
You went with the Roomba.
No, it went with the D-Bot.
Oh, the D-Bot.
Okay, my apologies. Now I thought Roomba was the only one on the market. look at the D-Pop go.
No, there's one called iRobot, which I assume you would fear.
Oh, God, but, no way they're going to take over.
Do you want to go the Dyson Animal V10?
No, look, I did a lot of research.
Okay, I bet you did.
The D-Bot fit our budget. And what we wanted.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if that was a good gift because it's sitting in the spare room right now for her to discover this morning.
You haven't had an angry phone call yet?
I haven't had an angry phone call yet, but I am a little bit nervous.
131060, by the way, weigh in on this.
Well, you are 42. How old are you now?
40.
48.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You have been on the planet long enough. Why would you get your wife a cleaning product?
She's mentioned a number of times she would love to have a robo vacuum, and I thought I'll get her the state-of-the-art one. It empties its own dust bag. It cleans its own water. It even cleans its own little mop head.
Yeah.
When people say I would love something for the house, not for their birthday. It's because you have two small children. You have
he's just
humans
trying to
in the
he's
house.
Trying to take the workload off her. You know
but
what that, I mean?
Yes, exactly. Because there's workload and dirt and grime.
Yes.
Not for a birthday gift.
No, here's
you
the
don't
thing,
give
though.
Chore solutions for birthdays.
Here's the thing. As I've gotten older, I think the best gifts are the ones you don't want to buy yourself. So this is a great gift. If someone got me a vacuum cleaner, I would not
you know
want to get
that
for myself.
You know what I don't want to buy myself? Ducco diamond earrings. Because they're expensive and pretty and they feel luxurious.
Yeah, but
a robo vac feels like a Saturday afternoon. Let's go to Harvey Norman and pick one together for the house. Not you've put effort in. You've hidden it in the spare room. I don't think she's going to be happy.
I think it's a great gift because, like
thank
I said,
you know,
you don't want to buy that for yourself and
exactly.
You don't want to waste your own money on it. But if someone else gets it for you, happy days.
And, you know, the problem is that I think you might be able to attest to this, Ducco.
Yes.
Is that guys, I think, have an inability to see the dust and grime on the floor.
Yeah.
Ladies can see it
we
better.
We talked about face blindness earlier.
Yeah.
You guys have dirt blindness.
Yeah, we do. We genuinely have dirt blindness. So I'm more than happy to do the vacuuming.
Yeah, but I just don't think it needs
to be.
Pointed
out to me, I'm just like, it's fine.
It looks fine. Morgan's like, are
really
you serious?
Care.
I vacuumed twice already. I'm
you've
like,
got a pet vacuum now that can just roam around the house.
If
which is a great product. And I want to alleviate her stress.
This thing can go on. So she can be at work and be like, it was dusty and dirty this morning. She can go on an app while she's at work and just be like, off you go.
Yep, she should have been able to do that any other day of the year, not taking up a birthday gift. Chore solutions are not birthday gifts. Ironing boards, mops, dishwashers. No, they are part. They're
but
gifts
this,
for the house, not gifts for people. You love her and you want to shower her with affection
with a good gift
in any
that
way you
that
want.
That takes the load off work. You know,
but
and
I,
stress.
That should have been any other random Thursday.
But I
not
don't want it. It's
birthday.
Not a gift for the house. I'm happy to vacuum manually.
Yep.
But you can't do it because you said you got the dirt blindness. So
no, but if she's like, it's dirty, I'll be like, well, I'll give it a vacuum. You know, we spread
pour,
that evenly.
Right, but no one wants to tell their partner to go do a chore.
Well, 131060, let's give it to the people. I think it's a good gift. Is gifting the vacuum a bad idea to your wife?
You know it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't have brought it up.
I think it's a great gift.